This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Donna Rogers, D-O-N-N-A-R-O-G-E-R-S. Date of birth 01/01/1946. Date of appointment February 24, 2025. Requesting physician Maureen Russell, M-A-U-R-E-E-N-R-U-S-S-E-L-L. Dear Maureen Russell, I have the pleasure of seeing Donna Rogers today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 79-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose platelets are low. She was seen by the hematologist. She is taking aspirin 81 milligram PO daily. She has an unsteady gait. She uses cane and walker for ambulation. Sometimes she feels sharp pain on the right side of the head. She does not have any weakness, no numbness, no visual phenomena, no speech problem. MRI of the brain done, which shows no acute intracranial abnormality, but it shows chronic sequelae of a few small infarct in the right cerebellum. It also shows stable chronic white matter and generalized cerebral volume loss. Past medical history, vertigo, pancytopenia, chronic blepharitis, nocturia, hyperlipidemia, obesity, hypertension, neuropathy, thrombocytopenia. Past surgical history, appendectomy. Cholecystectomy. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Her medications are aspirin 81 milligram daily, atorvastatin 40 milligram daily, vitamin B complex, cholecalciferol, furosemide, losartan, metoprolol, merbitric. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is married, live with the husband, have one kid. Family history, mother disease with gait problem, father disease, low platelet, four sister and four brothers. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that I have found out that she has a memory loss, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 150/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present, Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice cyanosis and edema. There is no jaundice cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremity is present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, nerve fascia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 545. Deep tendon reflexes, upper extremity 2 over 4, lower extremity 0 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 79-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, 2 old stroke in the right medial and inferior cerebellum. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. Patient already had MRI of the brain and echocardiogram. I will suggest to order the carotid ultrasound. The importance of good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. Cardiology consultation is recommended. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. Her balance problem are due to peripheral sensory neuropathy and cerebellar stroke. Advised to use walker and cane. I would like to see her back in my office for as needed basis.